The Ethiopian paintings, manuscripts, and crosses now on display at New York's Museum of Biblical Art are on loan from the Walters Art Museum in Baltimore, Maryland. Gary Vicon is director of the Walters. He says the works are as significant as other early Christian art from Byzantium, Italy, and Northern Europe.
What makes this different from those is it's virtually unknown. And it's not unknown because it's lesser. It's unknown simply because it was from a faraway place and it tended to stay in that faraway place.
Westerners and Africans alike may assume that missionaries brought Christianity to Africa. Vicon says that's true, but he says they were from the Middle East, not Europe, and they came long before the 19th century.
The missionaries we're talking about were in the 4th century. So when Constantine was still bowing down to Jupiter up there in Rome, here in the heart of the Horn of Africa, people were practicing Christianity, and probably most people don't know. In fact, they'd be very surprised to learn that the first empire to put the cross on their coins was Ethiopia.
Vicon says vibrant colors and simple design are hallmarks of Ethiopian Christian painting.
The other thing that's very striking about Ethiopian icons is the eyes. They're huge, and the pupils are black and round, so there's a kind of penetrating quality that without parallel. There is nothing exactly like that.
The crosses of Ethiopia also are unlike those of other Christian cultures, Vicon says, with lace-like loops and swirls reminiscent of Islamic art. He notes that the scholarly study of Ethiopian Christian art began only recently.
The first Ethiopian exhibition of any major dimension took place at my museum, I'm very proud to say, in 1993. Can you imagine that? And these things have been around for centuries. So it's opening a whole new chapter, a whole new book, would be a better way of saying that, in the history of medieval culture. And what is so amazing about Ethiopia is it is a living tradition. Right now in Ethiopia, people are still doing manuscripts on vellum. No place else in the Christian world is this still practiced.
Recent visitors to Angels of Light, Ethiopian art from the Walters Art Museum, on view at the Museum of Biblical Art, said they were fascinated at its glimpse into a distinctive medieval culture. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.